Carter, can you explain a little bit of what's happening with Broad Ripple High School right now?
Broad Ripple High School closed last year due to years of under-enrollment and as part of a consolidation effort to right-size the district's budget. Analysis by a firm hired by IPS found that this site particularly is rich for redevelopment. It sits on the White River. It's close to the popular Broad Ripple neighborhood. The analysis said a plot of land that large would likely be mixed-use development, commercial, residential, maybe even office space.
What is this $1 charter law?
The $1 charter law in Indiana is if a school district decides they don't need a building anymore and they're going to vacate it, they are required for 2 years to put that building on a list where an interested charter school can come and purchase that building for $1. And that is sort of the worst case scenario for IPS. They don't want to sell this building with $5 million of debt on it for $1.
So over at the State House, how will House Bill 1641 affect what happens to the school?
House Bill 1641 is going to the governor's desk right now, and it changes Indiana's $1 charter law. So it shrinks that 2-year window to 90 days. School districts like that. They don't want to sit on a building for a long time and pay its utilities. This bill addresses school buildings of a large size, like Broad Ripple High School, over 200,000 square feet. And it says a charter school can come and buy that building for a dollar if they can prove that they can fill 60% of that building's maximum capacity over the last 25 years. And so it seems unlikely that a charter school would meet that threshold for Broad Ripple. So then the district can pursue the redevelopment route. But here's the big caveat. In a redevelopment, if there is an interested charter school that is already open within 1 mile of the building, they can say, hey, we're interested. And then the redeveloper who purchases this building from IPS would be required to build that interested charter school facility on the property. And there is only one school that would meet that definition of the 1 mile radius around Broad Ripple, and that is Purdue Polytechnic High School, a charter school that's associated with Purdue and has had a lot of support from former governor and Purdue president Mitch Daniels. And they've been very public about being in that neighborhood, and they have one location downtown that's already opened. Their new location is opening just a few blocks from Broad Ripple High School over the summer.
Yeah, it seems like there are a lot of possibilities here. What are some of the other options for IPS?
If this bill passes, IPS can pursue the redevelopment route, putting out feelers and having developers bid on the property and seeing how much it's really worth, because they say that initial estimates of $5 to $6 million might not be accurate. It could be worth a lot more than that based on other redevelopment in the same area. And so that's one option. And of course, with that option, if this bill is approved, would be possibly having to accommodate a charter school on that same property. The other option would be waiting until the next legislative session, holding out, lobbying on this bill next year, and hoping to further open the way for a free market redevelopment. But it also seems like the Broad Ripple community is anxious and they want something to happen to this property.
I know you've been following this pretty closely. How does IPS feel about this bill?
So on one hand, is this bill exactly what they wanted? No. It doesn't offer a path to free market redevelopment, which they would have liked to see. They want to try to get the most money out of this property as they possibly can and say that having to accommodate a charter school might lower the asking price. Is it better than nothing? I think they would say yes. Right now in Indiana law, there's not anything that would have offered them a path to redevelopment on this building. It's not a straight path there, but it is one. And it excludes them from probably having to sell this building for $1. And that's huge.
All right. Well, thanks for breaking it down, Carter. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Taylor.
That was WFYI reporter Carter Barrett talking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett about the future of the closed Broad Ripple High School.